Before we start the show, we would like to acknowledge the traditional owners and custodians of the land on which this show is being recorded today, the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation. We also pay our respects to their elders, past, present. Always was, always will be Aboriginal land.
Hot night. Are you ready? To get hot. Very hot. Very Abby. Australia's cheeky bestie. Abby Chatfield is about to turn the heat up.
Looking for some hot nights, baby, with Abby. I need some hot nights, baby, tonight. I want some hot nights, baby, with Abby. Gotta have some hot nights with Abby Chatfield tonight.
It's time for the podcast. I'm really nervous because producer Max has said he wants to say something.
Yeah, guys, I've got a date in 10 minutes, so if we could keep this
oh,
quick.
Yes. Just oh, my God. Okay, line. We better hurry up. Date flex. Oh,
what have we got? I've just thrown out
Sorry.
My run sheet.
What?
That's not my fault, Max.
What did you do?
I was trying to hide this from you. Actually, oh something just happened. Just,
I'm going to have to cancel that? The date.
Okay.
You know how the other day this broke?
Dude, mine broke the other day.
I
remember?
Don't think it's our fault, Max.
Yeah, I think.
I'm starting to think.
So Max bought cheap, tacky, diamonded lanyards for the team,
well,
and now they're not good enough.
Are they?
Yeah, okay, we're not on the Abby Chatfield squillions of dollars. No, look, in your too many people in the team here already. In your defense, wow. Abby, I did put my lanyard in my pocket today when I went down to the mechanic to try and get your flat tire fixed because I was worried how the mechanic would feel about my glittered lanyard plus my silver sparkly fingernails that I have on at the moment. Shellac, in case anyone's wondering.
He was very nice.
It's good to me. Yeah, he's nice to me.
Well, yeah, like, you know, sorry, triggered, you know, straight man. I was like, oh, better put this away.
Scary.
And when I put the lanyard in my pocket, all of that Avanti is shredded off.
Oh, no.
So,
I reckon we can get custom lanyards. I'm going to buy them. I'll sort it out.
Are you talking merch?
I'm going to get merch. I'll sort it out.
That's wicked.
I'll sort it out.
Imagine having a Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield team lanyard.
Imagine. Everyone would be so
walking around your office like, where'd you get that?
Abby Chatfield, get out the way.
We'll be jealous.
Everyone will be jealous.
Imagine walking around. Anyway, podcast is happening.
Date. Come on now, 8 minutes. Let's go.
Okay, tonight we played The Honest Game, which we love playing.
Oh my God, we loved that. We had a really big talk too about like trolls.
And then we spoke to people where they think that, you know, I should call them out.
And some people didn't agree with you.
And that was... I got hot. I got like physically hot.
Yeah.
We had our beautiful midweek with Conrad. Boring. Anyway, it's not interesting.
All right, we'll get into it. Here we go.
All right.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
So we had something a bit weird happen to us as a beautiful co-hosting team, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
Let me take you from the top chronologically, as most stories go.
Great.
Dear listener.
Yeah.
So last night we finished work, you know, we do stay back after work for a little bit and our boss Sonda was here. So I stayed and spoke to her for a half an hour afterwards, right?
Yeah.
I leave about 9:45.
Did you?
Yeah, mate. Big chats.
I rolled out like 20 past nine.
I was aware and Sonda also made note of it.
She said,
lazy bones.
Don't care.
Out the door.
Don't care.
So went downstairs, got in my car, called Cornrat.
Yeah. Cherry Billy.
Yeah. Backed out. On the front of my car.
How'd it go? Is there a gremlin at the front of the car? What?
I honestly thought there was a possum or something in there. Because I was, so back out, I'm just trying to do, okay, back out, reverse out, go forward. Then I have to go around the car park.
Yeah.
And I go, and I'm going, what is that sound? I'm on the phone. I'm like, can you hear that? He's like, no, I'm on the phone to you. I can't hear that.
I'm the corn rat. No.
Yeah. I'm like, can you hear that, babe? He's like, no. I'm like, shh. And I'm like, trying to figure out what it is. I go up the ramp and I go, I got to get out and see what this is. Because the front of my car, as we've discussed, has a lot of scratches on it.
Banged up.
So the bumper is actually, I would say, half off. It is roadworthy.
It is half off, yeah.
But
yeah.
It's half off. And I thought finally it had happened.
It's like you're driving around with a blindfold, yeah.
Yeah, it's, yeah. Get out. Tire.
Oh, no.
It's off the actual wheel because I've turned so much.
Because you've been driving on it.
I'm driving. And then I had to reverse down the ramp. With a tire
off the wheel. It was screeching and scratching. And I had to reverse into the part of the car park where you tap your pass. So I I couldn't even just reverse back from where I once came.
I did see your car and think that's an odd place for her to park.
Yes, because
I knew it because of all the bangs on it.
Yes, because it was the closest one to where you get in for your little passy pass.
Got you.
I then, comrade was like, oh, do you want me to FaceTime you and take you through how to change the time? And I went, and I replied, no, full stop. He's like, babe, it's really easy. I was like, why would I want to do that? Like, I'll just pay someone tomorrow to do it. Like, I'm not doing this.
You put in the WhatsApp. I'm like texting through going like, I'll just come back now and I'll just change it. Because I have changed a tire before. I'm happy to help you out.
Hot.
Right, no, I don't look good doing it, trust me, but I can do it.
Max calls me, you call me. I'm like, guys, don't worry, I'm already in Uber home. Because like, I didn't leave my car there, I think, in a very prestige parking spot, but it's fine. This morning then, Rowan.
Yeah, I drive my car into work because I'm going to get a haircut. So luckily, the radio studio is in the middle of the city, so I just park where I normally park, walk out, go to me mate Kane. What's up, Kane? Good dude. But as I park my car, I get out and I see my tire and this shiny little silver dot. And my tire is flat as a tack.
Which tire was it?
It was the my driver's side one.
Front?
Yeah, front. Yeah.
There's a bandit, babe. I swear.
Oh, why have we not spoken about this? Yes, it was a front driver's side tire.
I reckon it was Sonda.
I reckon it was Sonda, right?
I wish she wanted better content.
She's like, ha.
But it left me a bit deflated, and then now
my tire stuff. Yeah, great. Yeah. I don't know how you handle it day to day.
Well, now my car is in the mechanic overnight because I couldn't get in here till this afternoon.
Yeah.
So now I've got no car again, which is like fine, but like I do like need a car. Like today I had to walk to gym and I was dripping wet.
Oh. Unbelievable.
Soaking wet. Like if you go on my stories, you can see that on the treadmill, there was like a puddle like on the treadmill that it would like go around.
So you're walking through it.
Yeah, walking through it. Anyway, so very deflated and we need to be pumped up, didn't we?
Yeah, we really needed to be, pumped up.
We need to pump up for you, Ro. You got a flat tire today.
Yeah.
But your haircut looks bloody good.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Don't you know? Yes, we need a pump up. You look great today.
What specifically?
Well, I think it's too early in the day to say what I really want to say.
It is. But what else?
Your beautiful smile.
Oh, thank you so much, Robo. So, call us if you need a pump up like that.
Yeah.
You know, have you lost your pass or forgotten your pass for the first time like producer Max did the other
day? Oh, yeah. Didn't tell us. Yeah.
Have you...
Dropped your coffee. Bit of flakes. That'll ruin your day.
Has your nail broken that you just got done on the weekend?
Oh, has that happened to you?
No, it happened last week, actually.
I happened to Max really as well. Early. Max is having a very deflated day, too, it looks like.
Something's going on. Sad. Hopefully Trin doesn't have anything happen to her today.
Maybe Trin was doing the tire gear because she was like, I'm going to bring them down a peg.
Yeah, bring them down. So give us a call.
Yes, 131060. We'll give you a little pump up if you feel a little deflated today.
What's gone wrong?
Call us.
On the podcast, things are very hot. Very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast. The Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield Podcast.
So in the last 24 hours, you and I both got flat tires on the same tire.
I know.
We think it's a conspiracy, but besides that.
It's either Sonda or our producer Trin just playing silly buggers with us.
Being naughty.
Naughty, naughty.
But besides that, we thought, you know, we need a pump up. So maybe some of you need a bit of a pump up.
Because you might have also felt quite deflated. Couldn't get quite a handle on the day, trying to drive yourself through to the rest of the day. You're a bit tired.
Babe, that was really funny.
Thanks, babe.
All right, Esther, what's happened today?
Yeah, I have just been so clumsy today, just bumping into everything, and oh my God, it's just not my day.
Oh, Esther.
Esther, well, I bet you'll do better tomorrow.
Yeah, I bet you'll be less clumsy tomorrow, Esther.
And also, Esther, it doesn't matter because being clumsy is a trope in movies of the hot girl.
Yep.
Oh, my God, it is. Okay, I'm going with that.
Yes!
Good, Esther. Emily. Hey, Em.
What's happened, Em?
Hey, so I've been having a hard time at work lately and I recently found out that the person I'm training is actually getting paid more than me.
Well, now you know what your salary should be, and when you get a new job, you can get that pay increase.
That's right.
And you aren't working for someone that doesn't value you.
Hundo.
100%. Thank you.
Emily, do you feel more pumped up? You still sound a little bit deflated.
You know what? I didn't know I'd be on the radio, but no, this is great. Thank you.
Right, Emily. Well, let's hope you're pumped up. New job, babe. New job.
Yeah, you can pump up. Hello, Kate.
Hi, Kate.
Hello.
What's happened, Dulce?
So this morning I woke up, meant to be at work by 7. I come up 6:30 a.m. and I realise I've left both windows down in a hire car that's due back to Savo, and where I live, torrential rain all night, both seats flooded.
Oh.
At least there isn't a drought soon.
At least there's going to be rolling out a drought later.
You know
managed
what?
To fix it though, so it's all good. I got it back to Savo, but Jesus, I thought my life was over.
Oh, you fixed it.
You fixed it.
Oh my
you
God.
You just leave your car on and pump the hot air. The boys told me at work.
Yeah, the boys.
2 hours and, yeah, I'm a carpenter, so they told me what to do and got done.
Ah, nice.
Ingenuity. Carpenters are so smart. So look, yeah. You know, very intelligent. Pumped up.
Good on you, Kate. All right. Cooper.
What's happened?
I've got an ice hockey semi-finals for tonight. I'm just nothing really bad that's deflating me. Just extremely nervous about it.
Okay, well, mate, you know how the deal goes. Pump it up, baby.
Yeah, Cooper. I bet you're going to win, Cooper. And if you don't, you still have value as a person.
Oh, thank you.
On the podcast, things are very hot. Very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
Live on Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield. It's time to play Chattergories.
Oh, we love it. Chattergories. So here we play a game called Chattergories.
Yep.
Basically, there are three categories.
Uh-huh.
The first one is chosen by the Chatfield.
Yep.
The second one is chosen by the other contestant, the listener.
Yes. Yep.
The third one is a surprise one chosen by producer Max.
Yeah.
Names as buzzers, best out of three. If they could win a $100 iconic voucher.
If they win,
I get nothing.
You get nothing.
If I win, doesn't matter.
No, doesn't care.
And yeah, bit of fun. I mean, I always get my category. Correct?
Yeah, correct. You do.
And yeah, I'm just excited for it, babe.
Great. Hello, Ash.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Fantastic.
Hi, Ash. How are you feeling? Game day.
I'm excited.
Interesting. Why are you excited, Ash?
Because I like winning.
Because you like winning.
And so do I, Ash. I'm going to stand up off my chair.
Don't stand on the chair like you do, because I've seen people break their ankles like that.
Yeah, I regularly stand on the chair.
Yeah,
I'm standing off the chair.
Okay.
You hear that?
Yeah, that's the microphone. All right, Ash. Names your buzzers.
Yeah.
Question number one is Abby's category, and it is capital cities. Here we go. What is the capital of Ireland?
Abby.
Oh,
Dublin.
Dublin. Yes, that's correct. Ash. It is one to the Chatfield, zero to you. But
she's quick. She's so fast.
Oh, babe, it's my category. It makes sense. Your category, I'm sure you'll be just as fast.
Well, actually, I didn't read this. Question two, Ash category, is American states.
Okay.
So it's going to be pretty good for the Chatfield. Oh, you don't really know the states?
I could name them all.
You could name them all?
I really think I could.
Oh, Ash. Oh, no.
Amazing.
All right. Well, you know, you have to pick something. So you just have to happen to pick the one thing that the Chatfield's good at is geography. Yeah. All right. All right, here we go.
The
name
one
buzzers.
Thing.
Well, out of all the things that we could do in categories,
I chose geography.
You chose geography.
Okay.
So two in a row. Okay, here we go. Name three American states starting with A.
Abby.
Ash.
Oh, no, Ash can go. No, let Ash go.
I think you did get it first, Abby. I know that you feel bad for Ash, but...
Alabama, Arizona, and Arkansas.
Oh, amazing. She's so good.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, babe. Sorry, I'm very competitive.
That feels like bullying.
It does feel like bullying. I feel bad. I've never gotten their category before.
Do you feel a little bit hurt by that, Ash? You didn't even get a go?
I'm so impressed.
Ash, I feel bad, babe.
How do you do that? How do you do that, Abby? How do you... No, because...
I'm going to give it to you anyway, Ash. I'm giving you the iconic voucher because that was quite mean from me.
No, you know what? Oh. No iconic voucher.
No, Rowan, now you're being a bully.
Look at all these prizes I have.
You're being a bully. What prizes do you have?
Well, I was going to say I've actually got milk makeup vouchers that are $100.
Okay.
They look pretty nice.
They are.
Well, okay, what would you prefer, Ash?
Ash, and the milk makeup, I actually got a whole lot of stuff the other day. And
of course you did.
Their cream blush is nice and their cream contour stick I use it every day. So iconic or that one, whichever one you want.
Okay. And my prime milk.
Yes, babe. Good one. Good one. Good one.
Okay. We'll sort it off there.
Thanks, babe. We love you.
Thank you very much. All right. We'll play categories again Friday.
I want to play like I'm the next category to be American States.
No, I don't know.
The Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield podcast.
That's how you use that tilde, darling.
Comrade, it's my boyfriend. We're very much in love. It's very disgusting.
Really hot.
Yeah, boyfriend. Really hot.
Oh, yeah. It's midweek with Comrade.
You shouldn't wear that.
No, you didn't say that.
This could be interesting.
Okay, so we've got a new intro, baby.
Changed it.
Hey, babe.
Hey, babe, how are you going?
Yeah, I'm not good. Happy with you because I've heard there's L.
All right, sorry, my fault. My bad.
Babe, I'm not happy with you because you apparently sent in evidence. I don't like that you're collecting evidence on your little lizard.
Well, I keep losing these, you know, these things, so I need to get some wins. So I've I put the work in.
I actually can't stand you. All right, so should we just get into it? Because I've been waiting. My nipples are hard from fear because I've been waiting all afternoon, actually a day and a half now, to find out what the evidence is. I'm actually about to weigh myself.
By the way, this still is mediation, so if there's too much yelling at each other, I'm stepping into it. So don't be talking over everyone. Conrad, you can start. Cornrat.
Okay. Thank you, Roro. So as you know, we had a lovely weekend at my friend's wedding.
We had such a nice weekend.
Let him talk.
Beautiful. And we booked that lovely Bluestone Cottage near Arthur's Seat in the Mornington Peninsula. I think the first morning we're laying in bed. Your alarm goes off, obviously, wakes us both up.
Standard.
And... And then you turn over and you kind of nestle into my chest. Very cute. I love that. And then
I'm so scared.
And then this happened. And I, you know, I don't know if I can get past this. I don't know if this is a deal breaker.
Oh,
did I fart?
Ron, could you play the evidence, please?
Of course, brother.
That's not me.
Who else is it, mate?
That's not me.
Babe, that's 100% you.
How did you record that?
How do you reckon, mate?
On my phone, voice memo.
Send me a screenshot.
I've seen it, mate.
I'll send it to you.
I don't believe you. I actually don't believe you.
Would I lie to you?
Maybe, to get content.
That's why I recorded it. That's why I recorded it. I'm like, this is great.
Are you? Babe, send me text.
Yeah, I'll send it to you.
Actually, that was not, you've made that up.
Conrad.
I'm not making it up.
Conrad. Abby, would you like to come back to this? Like, would you like to say something back that's not an accusation of Conrad lying? Because he doesn't lie. I know the boy. He doesn't lie.
Okay. I have something to come back with.
Okay, cool.
Those who are in glass blue cottages should not throw stones, Conrad. You snore every single night before you go to sleep.
The first time I've heard of it.
You know why? Because I'm a kind and considerate partner. And I don't feel the need to bring things up on national radio. I have them to record you and infiltrate your privacy and your sanctuary with your... That's not what I said. How did you get that?
I was like, oh, this is so beautiful. You're nestled in.
So
about
cute.
To fall asleep. Baby, I'm falling asleep with you. So good. And then I just had to play Wordle.
There's no way I'd be sleeping over that.
Was this Saturday or Sunday morning?
This is Saturday morning, yeah.
You know why? Because I had...
Sunday morning, you were like...
I'm vomiting all morning. Yeah. I was vomiting all Sunday morning. No, but babe, okay, here's the thing. I never say anything about you snoring because I don't think that I need to bring it up because I love you. And you know why? Because I've told you this actually. What I do is when he snores, I'll just pull at his necklace a little bit and it will it won't choke him, but it'll just like, it'll... No, it doesn't choke him. I pull like to the side.
Oh, okay.
Cool. Just like gently. And he must, I don't think I ever let him have a deep sleep. So like it wakes him up a little bit. So like I pull it to the side and it doesn't like do anything, but he never gets into that like REM sleep. Like because I'm like
REM
constantly.
REM sleep's really important
though. I'm constantly like, stop it.
Stop it.
It was actually really, the audio is, that's very confronting.
So we were
it was actually pretty cute. Oh, it was kind of cute. And you didn't do it for like forever, but it is you. That is you.
Okay, I'm stepping in.
Are we breaking up?
Stepping in. I mean, like I wanted, Max and I were talking about this before. We're like, well, we should say, like, should he stay or should he go? But
you don't decide.
We're not going to do that. Is what do you want to know? 13, 10, 60. Like, is it a deal breaker? Yeah.
Is it a deal breaker? Snoring so loudly. I mean, if Comrade snored really loudly and I couldn't sleep. I don't think I could be with him.
Wow.
So you do it
on that chain, babe.
Huh?
Keep stopping me from snoring.
I know, baby. So are we saying together?
Let's put it to the people.
Oh! All right, 13, 10, 60. Is it a deal breaker? Snoring. Okay, call us now.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
Beth, what do you think?
Hi. I think it really depends on how loud it is. So from the audio recording of Abby, it sounds like a cute little Saturday morning sleeping snore.
It does, Beck, doesn't it? It sounds like a cute, subtle one.
But I reckon if it was like first time you're sleeping over at someone and it's like a really rumbling snore, I wouldn't go back.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. Yeah. I mean, yeah, I see what you're saying, but it's like, I didn't even have the volume up full. It was actually at like about 70%. So.
That's at 100%.
No, it's not, mate.
You're actually.
Do you
want to
hear
100%? But he's obviously put the phone right near my face. Like, I don't think this is fair. This isn't fair. Kiani, what do you reckon?
I've been with my partner for 3 years now, and he literally will fall asleep at people's houses in public, and he will snore the whole place down with no shame.
Oh my God!
It's loud as hell.
Can you sleep with it?
Yeah, it just puts me to sleep.
Yeah, because I was going to say, it's like when you're little, if you grow up with a fan, you have to sleep with the sound of a fan. Do you now have to sleep with the snoring?
Yeah, like my sister-in-law goes, how can you fall asleep next to him? It's just normal, it's like having TV in the background.
Yeah, so exactly. So Conrad really should be grateful that I'm giving him some beautiful background music like whale sounds, beluga sounds.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, beluga sounds.
Absolutely.
So you reckon, so it's not a deal breaker.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No deal breaker.
You can live together for another day, which is good. But maybe you need to get some snoring strips to put on your nose or something.
Yeah, good one.
Do you reckon?
Mm-hmm.
Done. You going to buy them tonight?
No, because I think he likes it.
Okay, don't then. Whatever.
The Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield podcast. On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights podcast.
So we had something else planned to talk about here,
just rip up the run sheet. Oh my
God! But we're hot here.
We're hot. We mix it up. We jam, man.
And also we jam. And also you and I chat off air, so we don't
a lot.
like some radio shows. I imagine they sit there in silencio, and they just,
Yeah, absolutely.
It's so live and dangerous here.
So dangerous.
Yeah.
We jam.
We were talking about trolling off air.
We
tend to have conversations, because obviously we only get a few minutes in between. So the conversation is like one theme for the night, and we go pause.
We do that twice tonight.
Yeah.
Can't tell you what that is, but what we were talking about before.
It's trolling. And we thought we'd get you guys into conversation because I get trolled. For those of you who don't know, I mean, some people might not know that I was on The Bachelor and I was the villain. So I've been trolled literally since like the...
Day dot.
Well, yeah, since the promo aired.
Oh, right.
Until 4 minutes ago. So like two and a half years of every day trolling, like every single day. And like it ranges from like stupid, like someone will reply to saying stupid. And I'm like, that's trolling. And then it'll be like a paragraph about, how hideous I am. And we do like to laugh about them on Feedback Fridays.
Yeah, we do. Make a lot of them.
But like, I'm so used to it now. People ask me like, people are drunk. They're like, how do you deal with it? I'm like, don't anyone talk about like the psychological trauma inflicted on me by the general public. Like when they're drunk, they'll act like it's like an interview. Mm. Like strangers will be like, can I ask you, like, how do you deal with trolling? It's like, don't mean to ask you like how you deal with like grieving something. Do you know what I mean? It's like, I don't want to talk about this when I'm having a drinky poo at the pubbo.
What's your, like, can I just, I've never asked you, but what's, like, the general, do you have, like, a volume of, like, how many, like, could you give me, like, a day-to-day, even if you, it's better to do by hour, like, how many do you reckon you get a day?
Like, negative trolley ones?
Yeah, like, I mean, from that, from, like, a sentence, like, a paragraph. Like, obviously, because everyone knows Abby Chatfield gets trolled. Yeah. But, like, how much would you get?
Well, it depends if an anti-vaxxer has posted me or some weird page has posted me.
Right.
Some, like, right-wing page has posted me. But, I mean, so, I think I looked it up, like, because you can look at your insights and see how many story replies you get a day, and that's usually most of the DMs. So I get like 2,500 just DMs a day. So in general. So when people say, people like have had a go at me, like when they've been out and like drunk and they've been like, you never replied to my DM. I'm like, I get 2,500 a day. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I don't look at, or I cannot possibly. So I reckon like 1-2%. So I reckon like 25 to 30, probably negative ones a day.
25 to 30 negative ones a day.
I reckon a day. Yeah.
Because it's mostly supportive.
Yes, but when I'm on TV or like when I'm on, for example, when I'm on The Drum,
yeah,
like on ABC, it like goes up by hundreds.
So the trolling goes up by hundreds, or just the replies?
The trolling.
Right.
Like if I'm on The Drum or if I'm on like because The Drum is quite a serious show,
right,
it'll be, you're an idiot. You don't deserve to be on here. What qualifications do you have? You have no idea what you're talking about. And they'll quote things that I say and then they'll have a go at me and then they'll come for my looks and come for like, you know, people have said, you know, I bet your mother wished she didn't have you, and like they like get really creative. And then if I'm on, like when I'm on I'm a Celeb, it goes up more because people don't like that I'm on a kids show. It's not even a kids show, it's a family show.
It's a family show.
But people, yeah, it'll go up and down, but or like if I'm on a new podcast where there's a whole new, you know, even when I'm on like morning radio, it'll go up.
Really?
Because it's people who aren't in my demo will be reminded of me, and they will only know me from The Bachelor, or they won't know me at all. And I'm always talking about if I'm on radio, like something a bit kooky, like on interviews.
Gotcha, yeah.
Or like Studio 10, right? So like anything that isn't like my radio show, my podcast, my Instagram, anything outside of that, it like when I got the Love Island, even like, and every nice thing, it's actually quite sad, like every nice thing that happens to me is I get swarmed with trolls. Like when I got to host the after party for Love Island, like thousands of DMs saying that I didn't deserve it, that I was stupid, that I have no qualifications, that I have no skills. Also just like plain out mean, abusive things that I can't even say on radio.
They don't really make any sense, do they? They just it's like they're spitting words at you, right?
And I get death threats like once a month.
You mean threats like I'm more gonna come than one and, or like what are you talking about? Like
one.
One. So it's like one, like you're dead.
Or like I know where you live and I'm waiting in the bushes to come and get you.
Oh.
And they're sending my address.
Yeah, see, it's that's what would get me, man.
Yeah, and then I called the cops and the cops said, well, until something happens to you, we can't do anything.
That's
and then,
an
and they didn't believe
problem.
Me that I, they're like, well, why do you get threats? And I was like, because I'm a public figure. And they were like, okay, but what do you do? And I was like, does it matter? Like, I was like, do you want to see my Instagram? Like, I can send you the threats that I got, because I got like four in a day once, all with my address in them.
My God.
So, and I was staying at the house alone.
Do you get, I'm scared, but like, do you get, how scared do you get?
I can't sleep unless Comrade's there. In the place where people can get my address, I don't sleep unless Comrade's there. I have to like I can't. I just stay up all night.
Really?
And I sleep during the day. Yeah. Because like people can just like come and do things to you. Because a publication uploaded that I bought a place and then, photos of said place where you can reverse Google image search.
You know, I'd never heard of reverse Google image search until I saw you talking about it.
See, that's like the Barbara Streisand thing.
What's that?
This is the issue sometimes as well. When you call things out and say things are negative, you run the risk of actually bringing attention to things that you don't want people to know. Like, so I didn't talk about my address being leaked for weeks until I got those death threats because I didn't want people to know they could find my address.
You know, I had no idea. Like I said, I know, you know, and I almost, like I was like, Abby, I typed in Abby Chatfield and it was like address. And I was like, so enough people have been talking about this that it's now like one of the top five
things.
Google things.
Yeah. So like what Barbara Streisand did was her house is on Google image search and she did like this like lawsuit to get it taken down. But what happened was it had been downloaded twice or something before this and it got downloaded like 5,000 times or something after that because she
Too late.
Because she made an article about it, right? So this is a hard thing. You don't know when to like call things out. But what I do always do, well, not always, if I'm in a bit of like a silly, goofy mood, like if people send me really vile stuff, I'll just post it on my stories and I often just like tag them like, this you?
Yeah.
Because also, and then I'll, if I have a funny bio, I'll upload also a screenshot of their profile and tag them as well.
This is what we were talking about. Because yeah. This wasn't even related to you. I was just like, for some reason, it popped in my head. And I was like, you know what I don't care for? So I don't care for people censoring out people's names because they've DM'd them something bad. They want to show people what it is. Like, say they're a big public figure. And I wasn't even thinking of you. But it's like, okay. Oh, I better not. I'm going to show everyone what DMs I'm getting, but I better not show who they are. Like, I personally think you should just name and shame. Get them out there.
Yeah.
You've put into the universe, stand behind it or don't say it.
Exactly.
Loser.
I'll crop people's names if they're being nice to me or ask me questions because I'm like, oh, you might not want people to know you.
Totally. And that's cool.
Because you're being nice. So therefore, I will not upload your Instagram username to the 200,000 people that watch my stories. But I will never crop their names out, particularly if they're anti-vaxxers. Because I've had people say that they're like their nurse, like a nurse they know is an anti-vaxxer trolling me, or like their kid's dance teacher is trolling me. That should be known.
Blows my mind because it blows my mind that I would have friends or know people who like have absolutely just. it's like a disciple. They stop their day down and go, I'm going to tell her what I think. No one cares.
There's no need. It's also, there are 100%, if you're listening now, I can guarantee there is someone in your life who has trolled someone at least once before, because the people that are trolling me, you all may think that it's like, you know, everyone says, oh, it's just some loser in his mum's basement. I'm like, no, it's not. It is like 25-year-old women who I can see work in like law firms who are DMing me aggressive things. Or, for example, some guy that I knew in high school, his girlfriend's mum was trolling me. So I DM'd her and I was like, hey, I think your mum might need mental health support, because she was every day. Like, I wasn't trying to be like rude. I genuinely was like, hi, if my mum was doing this, I'd want to know and get her mental health support. And, She never replied. But I was like,
it's a worry.
It's really, really bizarre. Like, just have a breath. Like, I mean, also, like, it does affect me. Like, when you read those things about you every day for 2.5 years, and it's probably just going to be until I stop working in media.
Yeah.
It does affect you. Even people say, don't worry about them, babe. It's like, I think it has some psychological, like, ingraining on your brain.
Well, don't worry doesn't really work, because it's like, if you're getting 2,500 replies a day, you get like, well, you get like, out of them it might be 30, but then that's still like over 200 a week.
Imagine 30 people coming up to you in person and going, you're ugly.
Yeah. Every day.
Yeah. Or like, you're worthless and you shouldn't have the job that you have. Imagine if every day you got an email from someone.
Yeah.
It's bizarre. Anyway, so we wanted to know. I think it's an interesting topic to ask people.
I think it is. I think it's worth talking about just off the bat.
Do you reckon it's okay for public figures, or me in particular, I guess?
Public figures. I mean, we talk, obviously you're on the show because we talk about it.
To upload people's Instagram usernames when they call them out. Like, do you think it's okay? Yes or no? Would love to chat about it, because, yeah, I mean, just...
Should big profile people with a... You know,
be able to call people out and leave their usernames in.
Yeah, should probably be a blur out their social media, or should we just be naming and shaming?
131060.
131060 is the number. We'll chat about it next. I'm very interested to know.
Can the chat field name and shame?
If you think they can't, you think they can, we want to know everything.
The Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield podcast.
Hey, Elena, how are you going?
Hi, good. How are you?
Good. What do you reckon?
I am with you. I think people that do that are just awful. Like, I actually don't understand. And if you're bold enough to say that to someone, then I just think you've got no shame. So I'm 100% with you. And also, maybe if you hold them accountable, they'll actually realize how awful it is and not do it in the future.
Exactly. That's what I think. They understand the implications of their actions.
Well, they probably don't now. That's the thing. They don't really understand. So if you, and then, I don't know, I don't want to say it's like ganging up, but it's like, if you post someone's and then people will see them and go to their page and be like, what are you doing?
Yeah. It's what,
like,
are you doing?
They might not say it nice like that, but, you know, at least they're still doing it.
I have zero sympathy for them.
Yeah.
Ryan, what do you reckon?
Yeah, look, I don't think there's a one answer fits all for this one. As much as that we like to point and prod and prog and all the rest of it, I sincerely think, you know, you got to judge it by its own merits. And, you know, at the end of the day, we look at them, we think, yeah, you know, you're a bit of a goose. But I think, honestly, it kind of stems back to, is it a manifestation of their own issues? And they just think, well, here's an outlet, I'm just going to pick her.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, totally is. Just that, like, I have a lot of issues and I don't DM other people things that they DM me, you know?
Yeah, that's right.
So it's like...
That doesn't make it fair.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I just feel like if you're going to DM me something and be so bold and so audacious, you should be like...
Stand behind it.
You should stand behind it. Yeah. Anything you put in writing on the internet, didn't they go to year 7 like IT class? Where they were like everything on the internet is there forever.
Yeah, so it's not going anywhere.
Yeah, I liked Ryan though. He sounded like a lovely man.
He sounded like he cared for you.
Yeah, I really liked Ryan. Thanks for that, Ryan. Jenny, what do you reckon?
Oh, Abby, blur those names.
Why, Jenny?
You are modelling your power and ferocity, and I love that. But never underestimate the role model that you are. And I wonder whether or not modelling rising above it and modelling how fierce you are in other ways, like letting negativity wash off you, wouldn't just be such an amazing tone for you to set for all the young women who are already empowered by you.
Jenny, have you been trolled before?
Working in mental health, I get the impacts of trolling, and I have been trolled myself a little in local council campaigns. And it's not fair, and it's not fun, and it's not okay. And so me telling you to blur your lines shouldn't signal to you that it is. But you're such a role model, and I just wonder whether or not there might not be another approach.
But what's the other approach?
Oh, showing people that the lion doesn't concern themselves with the opinions of the sheep, you know?
But if you've never been trolled to the scale that I've been, Jenny, I don't think you understand the impact of it, because the impact has already been put onto me when I read their messages. So me posting or not actually just makes me feel better. It makes me feel like, you know what? These people have said these horrible, horrible things to me and made me have to go to therapy once a week, put me on antidepressants, and made me extremely – if you're caring about mental health, what about mine?
Not okay, Abby. That is not okay at all. And people do need to be called out on it. It's such an important
conversation. So I do call them out.
Yeah, yeah. It's an important conversation you're starting. And as Robert said before, there's no easy answers at all. But I think contributing to this big picture conversation that you're doing is probably more powerful in the end.
But so you want me to just ignore it?
No, keep this big conversation going. Make sure that you're calling out the impacts on your mental health and the impacts on a community of people that put themselves out there every day for our entertainment, for our joy, for, inspiration. To get slammed in the way that you are is not okay, and you're starting a really important conversation.
Totally, thanks. But why don't these people deserve to get there? If they are going to message me something from their personal account and when their bio says, kindness and joy, and they are teaching kids dancing, they are nurses, they are teachers, they are people's friends, shouldn't they know that the person they're spending time with is an absolute sociopath? Is there something wrong with them?
I sort of want to know, so I get your point.
So wouldn't you want to know if you have kids, but if you had kids or if you had like a friend and they were messaging me saying awful things, isn't that right for them to get called out by name? That's another reason why I get like the dance teacher was the biggest thing for me. That's really concerning, because
it's shocking to know that people in our world are perpetrating these crimes. As you said, we all must know someone, even if we don't know they're trolling.
Totally.
That's not okay.
But I don't get how hiding their name helps anyone. I can call them out. I can also help people see who they're really dealing with in terms of their friends and their family and people that they may be getting services from. So I don't see how I should be caring about how they're feeling when I get inflicted by it every single day.
I hear you. Just one other perspective. And you're not wrong. You've not done anything wrong, I don't think. I just wonder if there aren't ways to model other options to adolescents in particular who are looking at you going, how do I deal with all the crap that comes my way?
Because
our kids are living online now, right? That's a huge part of their world. So what other ways might we go about teaching them to function healthily?
But
it's not working for you either, is it, though? If you're in therapy weekly and on meds, is it working for you?
Yeah, it makes me feel much better. Absolutely. Because everyone laughs with me. Everyone laughs with me. I have people in DMs laughing at me and like, look at this person. Saying that this isn't going to, like, do anything for me, it does. I don't I don't see. Aren't children told to dob?
I've actually learnt to dob. I'm a bit of a dobber.
Because aren't you meant to tell people that can help you, right? So if you're a kid and you're getting bullied, you say, tell a teacher, tell a principal, tell a, you know, an adult friend or something, tell your older sister. So you dob. Who do I dob on? How do I dob? I dob by posting on my Instagram stories. Madeline.
Hello.
Hey, Maddie.
I just want to say I am a mental health nurse and I completely understand where you're coming from. I do not agree with the way that trolls act online because I always think about if somebody said that to your face, like I know how many you get, like I watch your Instagram and it's horrible. And I think if someone came up and said that to your face, would you turn around and just walk off and that's it? Or would you go and tell someone and say, that person over there just said this, if you were, you know, a little kid or something, like that's what it's ingrained in us from childhood. And I think that if one of my friends, if I saw them, I always look at the people you post because I'm like, if that is one of my friends, they're no longer a friend. If you're going to treat somebody like that, that you don't even know, how are you going to treat people that you're close with just because you know them? Like, I do not find that fair whatsoever.
Thanks, Maddie. I agree. Always dob is the moral of the story.
On the podcast, things are very hot.
Very Abby.
The Hot Nights Podcast. The Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield Podcast.
You can't handle the truth.
This is Hot Nights. Honest or not.
Check out Peking Duck's brand new single, Honest, featuring Slater. Available now.
Love that song. Banger.
Good,
and love it? Giving out cashola.
A cashola.
I love it.
So normally it's $200, but old mate yesterday didn't get it, so we jackpot that bad boy to $400.
$400. So what we do is I say something, Rowan says something, and our dear listener has to figure out who is being honest.
Being honest, because the song is called Honest, obviously.
Absolutely. All right. Hannah, how are you going?
Hey, good. How are you guys?
Good, babe. All right, I'm going to say something. And then Rowan says something, and you got to tell us who's being honest, all right?
All right. Yeah.
All right. Cirque du Soleil changed my life.
Okay.
All right, got that, Hannah?
Yeah, I got it.
Cirque du Soleil changed my life.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
You can ask questions, Hannah.
Okay, so I just want to both know why it both changed your life.
So I went to see Cirque du Soleil. Channel 10 gave me tickets. I went and I was in a bit of a rough time after The Bachelor and I literally left that tent and I texted Christa Bell and I said, I'm so happy I get to live in a world where Cirque du Soleil exists.
What did Christa Bell say back to you?
Babe, that is so beautiful.
Decadent,
babe. That is so decadent.
Okay, I love
so it just made me, honestly, whenever I get a bit down, I think Cirque du Soleil is out there touring somewhere.
They are. Yeah, you want my side of the story now, do you, Hannah?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Unbelievable. You don't think I'm honest. Listen, I went to the one, you know, you ever go to Alegria?
No.
Have you been?
No, I haven't.
Oh, so you wouldn't even know why it was so good.
Yeah.
You haven't even seen the videos of those people flipping around? The contortionists?
No,
you haven't seen
it?
If you ever get a chance, it is decadent.
Babe, it's so decadent. Honestly, I just saw those gymnasts. I was like, man, it's unbelievable. And then I was like, the dude in the center, wicked. And I just, you know, I was with my mates. We were like, let's just go to Cirque du Soleil for a bit of a laugh. And we were like, ha-ha, the boys are at Cirque du Soleil. And we were there, and we just were staring at this show. And then halfway through, we were like, one of the boys was crying. And I remember I hit my boy Dill. I was like, Dill, this show is actually really good. And he was like, yo, like, thank you for bringing me. Because, like, they're all jocks. They're all 6'5". I'm short. But honestly, Han, it was like, see, I'm like, I can't. Get out of my head how good it was, because it was just like, it was more, it was all more about the boys is why it changed my life rather than the show, but Alegria was very good.
Okay. This is really tricky.
What do you reckon? Am I being honest or is Abby being honest?
I think you're being honest.
Who's your?
Oh my God, no, because I don't even know who's being honest. I'm going to go Abby.
You think Abby's being honest?
Hannah.
Yeah, we'll go for it. Lock it in.
Lock in, Abby?
Yeah.
You're right, Hannah!
Are you joking?
No,
no,
nailed it.
We're
well
being
done.
Honest.
I'm literally on my way out to a club right now, so all this money is getting spent there right now.
$400, baby. Thanks to Peking Duck. And play... Request Honest to the DJ. Be like, play Honest. Play Honest by Peking Duck.
You got to go up to the DJ and be like, play New Duck. And they'll know exactly what you want, Hannah, all
it's
right?
A banger.
Will do. Thank you so much, guys.
Thanks,
of course.
Hannah.
Peking Duck's brand new single, Honest, featuring Slater, is available now. And we'll be back tomorrow with our Honest. Did I sound good there? I was like really impressed. I thought it sounded like I was telling the truth.
Babe, I thought you were going to trick her. And I was worried.
I thought I was on. Anyway, we'll play it again tomorrow. I love these games.
I love it so much. Also, if anyone ever wants to take me Cirque Soleil. Also, you were saying Circus Olay.
Oh, is that no? It's it was Soleil, is it?
It's Cirque du Soleil.
I was almost
Circus
saying
Circus of the Sun.
I was almost saying algebra. I forgot how to say it halfway through, and then I just I was like, oh, maybe just I'll make it about the boys. All right, cool.
For any Cirque head, that would have been a dead giveaway.
Oh well, yeah. Well, I guess Hannah's not a Cirque head.
No.
The Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield podcast.
So long, farewell, avida, and adieu. To you and you and you.
And also, Roro,
yeah.
I have something to perfectly finish off the night for us.
Really?
So you know how I got a flat tire in the last 24 hours and then you got a flat tire and it was a little bit of a coinkidink.
Yeah, a little bit of coincidental Wednesday type vibe.
Friend of the show, Khan Ong, who was a MasterChef and
Khan.
Survivor.
Yeah, great dude.
And is just an all-round icon. Khan, what happened to you today?
I got a flat tire trying to come back from like South Sydney to the airport.
Oh,
are we joking?
Babe, how did all of us get... Has someone cursed us?
Babe.
That's what I'm thinking. Wait, was yours the front right?
Need more hot stuff in your ears? Subscribe to the podcast now and catch the show live weekdays from 7 p.m. across the Hit Network. Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield. Gotta have-